Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that is the theme song for Moving the Chains podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles. My sidekick, Straw That Stirs a Drink, Danielle Orsino in Charlotte, North Carolina. We're on for 30 minutes. Catch it, 347-205-9631. If you happen to miss it, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, or if you subscribe to the podcast, powered now by Mancini Media. And if you heard the show Saturday, we're still waiting for the upload on that. Technical difficulties across those three shows. So hopefully they'll get that resolved and we can get them out to you. Other than that, Danielle, the threes, how are you? How can people get a hold of you? And, man, there's a lot to talk about in week two of the NFL preseason.
I know, it's crazy. I can't believe we're preseason week two. It's going crazy, Mark. There are already so much going on. I'm doing well. Everybody can get a hold of me on Instagram at Birth of the Fae. I want to say hi to little Ella again. I know her and her father, Josh, are already listening. So little Ella, chaos be with you. She knows what that means. Let's jump right into it because, oh, my gosh, Zeke finally signed. And it's not with the Cowboys. Go figure. He's a New England Patriot. I don't know what to make of that, to be honest with you, Mark. But, yeah, Zeke is a Patriot. So he has signed a contract worth what they're saying. It's a one-year deal worth up to $6 million, you know, with incentives and all that stuff. But, you know, he visited the Patriots on July 29th, and then he left without a deal. So everybody thought the deal was dead. Then there was this talk that, yes, he's going back to the Cowboys. You know, Jones kind of kept him on a leash a little bit, put the carrot out there, back and forth. Some people said it was the Zach Martin deal, and that was kind of what was hanging it up. But nope, he's a Patriot. He put out on his Instagram pictures of him getting his hair cut and all this stuff, and he's like, new team, new look, whatever. So he has signed another running back off the market, which we all knew this was coming, was Dalvin Cook. He has signed with the Jets. It's official. His deal is a one-year deal worth $8.6 million. So nice, not a bad number for 1 year, but the thing that is holding over his head now, apparently there is some stipulations in the contract to protect the Jets. He still has the domestic battery issue going on and the possible bribery and all that stuff, you know, that investigation going on. I've seen the pictures. It's not a good look, Dalvin. And with the Jets, it's not a good look, guys. The woman he assaulted or allegedly assaulted, saw the pics. Like I said, it's not a good look. All this is alleged, but then again, he went back and supposedly wanted to pay the woman off to take back her complaint, and then there was a bribery and sealed records. It's a whole mess right now being investigated. But like I said, I saw the pics. She's bloody. It doesn't look good. So I have no idea what's going to happen there. But there are stipulations within the contract to protect the Jets should this happen, should he get suspended. I don't know. All allegedly, I'm going to keep it there. But for now, he's a Jet. So we'll see what happens. I don't know, Mark. You can chime in on that one. I'll let you take it.
Well, I will tell you, let's start out with Ezekiel Elliott. And I've said this before. Anybody that goes to New England, and I can go back to Corey Dillon, I can go back to Randy Moss, it's just something about putting on that uniform. They get a second wind. It's almost like going to Pittsburgh. We've seen guys go to Pittsburgh and do wonders there. I don't know what it is in those two things. Maybe it's the traditional, you know, winning tradition across the board, or maybe it's the coaches, but those cities, and if you leave those cities, you probably got one foot out of the NFL as well.
Yeah.
But I will tell you this, Ezekiel Elliott's going to have a banner year in New England. Everybody that goes in New England from another team has done wonders there. And if anybody wants to tell me otherwise, I'm welcome to it. We're here for 30 minutes. So you can tell me anything else. But anybody that's gone through New England, leaving Oakland, and all those other teams, Minnesota and everything, has done wonders. So, and we've seen the Garoppolos come through New England and go on to greener pastures because they're developed there. It's a tradition. Belichick and Kraft are still there.
Yep.
I know Brady's not there, but I will tell you, New England's going to have a running game, too, along with that great defense they have. And trying to get off Mac Jones. Everybody's on Mac Jones. I loved Mac Jones when he came out of Alabama. I'll still stick with Mac Jones. Watch out. New England, you got to adjust the mirrors. I know they're not getting figured in this thing, but if New England was in the NFC, I would have to put them right up there with the Eagles. So I'll tell you that. I don't know what your thoughts are, Danielle, on it, but I will tell you, keep your eyes on New England with that running game going now.
I will give you the running game. I can't get behind Mac Jones. I'm sorry. I know you like him, Mark, and we were going to agree to disagree on this one. I always agree with – I do like New England's running game. I have always liked the way they put their running game in. They always do a good job with it. Harrison, they've always done a good job picking their running backs. I will give you that because what they do is if they don't quite have the feel in the rest of the offense, they find a way to just make it win. I can't get behind Mac Jones yet. For some reason, I like Zappe. I just do like him. I don't know what it is, but I like him. Mac Jones, I don't have the confidence in his leadership yet. I just feel like he has not developed that. Now, could this be the year that he takes the leap forward? Okay, maybe. I'm just not there yet with him. But Belichick, you can't count him out. I don't put them anywhere near the Eagles, and that fills me to say the Eagles. But you know what? Like I said, we'll see how the season plays out. I do think Zeke's going to have a good year because you're right. Anybody Belichick sees a spark in, even if people are like, this is the end of their career, whatever, Belichick has a way, with the exception of Antonio Brown, but even when Brown was there, you know, when they were looking at him, they can still do something, he can still, Belichick can still get something out of anybody. He could probably get blood out of a stone. I don't put anything past him. So I think Zeke will do well. I mean, the career lows in 2022, he had 876 rushing yards, but was still great in the red zone. So I think Zeke still has something in him. I won't take it away. What do you think about the Dalvin Cook situation? I think he's going to be great with the Jets. I'm just not convinced with the legal troubles. I don't know if this was worth it for the Jets.
Well, I like it. I like
the past running room.
Right. I like what the Jets are doing. And now Rodgers is taking a pay cut. So they're all in. They've moved their chips to the center of the table. The Jets are. They're not playing around. They know there's a two-year window there with Aaron Rodgers, and they're bringing in guys. I mean, so I like what the Jets are doing. They got two running backs there to balance it out. They got a good passing attack. They got a great offensive line, defensive line, a great defense. Man, it's going to get exciting in the AFC East, wouldn't you say?
But do you think if they don't get to the Super Bowl this year, is it going to seem like a failure? Because, they've signed Cook for 1 year. Some of these guys have only signed for a year. So it's like if they don't make the Super Bowl in the first go-round, is it going to look like a failure? Does it look like, you put all your chips in the center of the table for one play? What if you don't make it this year?
Here's the thing. When you bring that point up, I got to say, where were the Jets 5 years ago? What did they do? Mm-hmm. If they get to the AFC Championship and come up a little short, I don't think it's a failure. I think it's progress.
Okay.
Anything you look at in life is progress. Now, people that, we could switch this to Miami when LeBron James went down there with Chris Bosh to hook up with Dwayne Wade. They got to the NBA Finals. They lost that first year, and then the next year they won it. So I thought that was progress. People can look at something. Now, if you put something together and you become 7-9 and you don't make the playoffs in the old days, then you can say something. Or, you know, if you're 7-10 now with 17 games added, then you can say it's a disaster. But if you get in there and you haven't made the playoffs in 5 years and you get in there, let's face it, the Jets haven't been to the AFC Championship since they went, I think, back-to-back years with Mark Sanchez. I think it was against New England and Pittsburgh those years.
I remember they.
That was the last time I think the Jets went to the AFC Championship. Came up a little short, but if they get to the AFC Championship with this first year with Rodgers there, I don't think that's a wasted season. I look at it as progress. And now the second year, you get to the Super Bowl and you hopefully win it. But
okay,
that's the way I look at progress. I don't look at progress as, well, you know what? I've been tearing up the minor leagues here. You know what? I need to get up to the major leagues. It doesn't work that way. You got to pay your dues. You got to lose before you win. And they brought in all these veterans now, and now this team is going to be rock solid going in. And yeah, they're another team you got to watch out for. Yeah, injuries play a big part. Who can withstand injuries? You know, the only team I see that can withstand injuries is the Steelers right now. They went, you know, 8-2 without T.J. Watt there, and they brought in more depth. So if we're looking at injuries, that's a big part of the thing. Yeah, that can subside you. But then you better have some great backups to subside those injuries and keep your team on that platform till one of the guys get back, or if he's out for the year, oh, well, somebody else has got to do their job.
Okay, that's fair. I was just, like I said, I was just looking at it from a lot of these guys are on one-year contracts. You're going to have to go deep in order to bring them back. How much money? Where's the cash? You know, what are we looking at? Are you all in for 1 year, or what's the deal? And what are you going to say if you don't make it? Are we able to? Is everybody going to look at you and go, "Well, you gave it a good old try. That's okay. You went this far." Or is it going to be seen as you didn't do it? You know, how forgiving are people going to be, especially New York? Or is it just going to be like, well, the Jets have never made it. Look how far they did it. It's okay. I don't know. So that's kind of where I'm going with it.
Right.
You know, Jets fans, they just might be happy. They might be like, hey, look, we're not on the bottom. Good enough for this year.
Well, let me get to some of these comments, because you bring up some great things. Dalen coming in from Chelmsford, he goes, yeah, we're excited in New England. And you guys are bringing up all these teams with rich tradition that anybody that goes there, watch out for them. You see what the Las Vegas Raiders did. They brought in Marcus Peters, and that's a three-time Pro Bowler, too. Watch out. Let's give the Raiders some credit. I know they've had bad regular seasons, guys, but keep your eyes on there. You know, this is a long line of guys. Woodson, Lester Hayes, the list goes on with the Raiders. So when you add some of your teams, make sure the Raiders are added to the equation. Hey, Dalen, I'll be telling you this right now. I've been on the Raiders for the last three seasons to win the division. I'm off that now. Yeah, they do bring in some guys there, but I don't. They don't have the coaching staffs. They don't have the pedigree the Steelers and Patriots have had. Yeah, they've been like the Cowboys, and yeah, we've won Super Bowls and all this. But, you know, that old slogan, Danielle, you know, and we're going to sing this to Dalen, is what have you done for me lately? Out of sight, out of mind. They haven't done much. They're a hype train. And that's the problem with the Raiders. Any take with Dalen out there that you've got, because he's saying we got to watch out for the Raiders with Marcus Peters now.
I will say I was more impressed with the Raiders this past weekend than I thought. The Raiders, I'm going to say, Dalen, I'm not ready to say Super Bowl bound. Don't get me wrong, Dalen.
Yeah.
I know you're not going to like hearing that. But I was much more impressed with them after watching them this weekend, because I went in thinking, how's this going to go? And after seeing them, I have to say the backups look 10 times better than I thought. Aiden O'Connell, he made a nice argument for himself to close the gap with Brian Hoyer and win that backup QB. I mean, he went 15 for 18, 141 yards, one touchdown. He looked good in the pocket. He looked poised, because I was sitting here going, who the heck is Aiden O'Connell? He looked good. The O-line looked real sharp. I was impressed with them overall. The running game, I was worried about not having Jacobs there, having Josh Jacobs. Everybody looked solid overall, and I looked at the Raiders with new respect. Did I think the play calling was a little bland? Yes, 100%. I wanted a little more. But overall, going up against the 49ers, yes, I know it was the 49ers' backup. There were some first lines in there. The Raiders impressed me. Not enough to say, oh, they're Super Bowl bound, there they are, and start playing We Are the Champions, but enough to say, oh, there's a game in here. Okay, we got something going on. So I'm not ready to completely write the Raiders off. That's all I'm going to say, Mark, and that's all I can, Daylen, I know you want more out of me. I can't give you more than that because it's only the first preseason game. So I'll just say,
well, and let me bring in Lance from Pensacola, Florida, another avid listener. He said the Bucs and Titans have gone down with season-ending injuries with some of their players, Burks and Gage. And,
yes.
Oof, boy, that's a tough one, Lance. And, and the Steelers went in your backyard and took you to Taft there. But, Danielle, any talk on that one? Boy, season-ending injuries can kill a team right out of the gate.
We got wide receiver Russell Gage for the Bucs. Looks like he suffered a season-ending knee injury today, carted off. They'll undergo further testing, but that's huge. We actually have the Falcons with some injuries as well, major ones. Cordell Patterson, looks like he's going to be out for a couple weeks and the rest of the preseason definitely, and probably into at least the first month, and that's huge. I mean, Cordell Patterson, that's a big one for the Falcons to lose. It looks like the Falcons have also lost Mike Hughes. He's going to be out at least the first couple weeks, definitely the rest of the preseason with a soft tissue injury. And unfortunately, the Ravens have lost cornerback Marlon Humphrey. He had foot surgery today. The hope is that he'll return sometime in October, sometime. And that's still not a definite. So when we're talking injuries, I mean, this is why you and I have said a lot of times, Mark, that preseason, why? Like, why are we, why are we even doing these games? Why are we doing pads? Why isn't it like football? Why isn't it something easier? Because we're seeing, season-ending injuries more and more often. And that's something that, it's just a shame for some of these guys, and it can really change the course of a team.
Right, no doubt about it. And when you look at it, I mean, we're starting it out tomorrow, week two. Some of these teams getting, three games in when you look at the Jets and the Browns. But Cleveland at Philly, they've been practicing all week. They'll get it on tomorrow on the NFL Network. The city where you're from versus the city where you now live, Carolina and the Giants get it on Friday. That's on the NFL Network. Boy, some of these games are interesting to note. As we look, and we'll get into a few more, but any talk about those two right out of the gate tomorrow and Friday?
The thing with Carolina, the biggest thing I'm hearing right now is there is a lot of concern over the quarterback protection, because as we know, the Jets blew out Carolina and blew them out crazy, 27-0, but the biggest thing was the O-line. 5 sacks were allowed on the quarterback and 8 hits on Bryce. So there was a lot of concern for just keeping him safe. And now he's a rookie. He actually needs to practice. He needs to get used to the time and the speed of the game. But when your O-line can't get it together, and they did have some first guys in there, just so he could kind of, once again, get timing down. Everybody needs to work. But when your guy's getting hit like that, and that's what you put your number one pick, and you did that deal with Chicago and everything, that's not good. I don't know if everybody knows this out there, but let's just play this. You need to protect the quarterback. That's kind of your job on the O-line. So if you're letting him get hit in your first preseason game, and he's getting 5 sacks, and then he's getting hit another 8 times, not good.
Well, Albert from Poway chiming in, he said, since you guys are going through network games, what's the garbage that's going up on Saturday? They got Miami and Houston, Chicago, Indy, and again, Dallas and Seattle. How many times are we regulated to see the count? Well, you know what? I've been saying this, Albert, in baseball for a while now, and that garbage he put on this past Sunday, Atlanta and the Mets, I mean, come on, man. What is it? I mean, I know everybody's giddy and everybody's looking at ratings and everything, but you could have put something better than that on. I know this is a football show, but, you know, they could have put the Rangers and the Giants on that Sunday night. A battle of playoff teams. What are you putting the Mets on? I mean, come on. I mean, and now we're getting into football here. And you know what, Albert? It doesn't matter. The Cowboys will be on there all the time during the preseason.
Cowboys,
it's just a late thing. It's a late thing because they want them to get everybody ready. The Raiders will be on there. Everybody, they want the marquee games. And then what happens is down the year when they're buried, then they start to flex them completely out of this thing. And that's the thing.
Monday,
but, and we've seen this before, Danielle. You know, we've been in sports bars where we've seen, you know, Cowboy and Raider fans and all these front runners come out of the woodwork and in the first 3-4 weeks, and then when they're about 1-4 or 2-7, I don't see those guys. I just hear crickets. And
well,
you know, that's the thing.
They're allowing the flex this year.
Right.
They're allowed to flex more games and everything like that. And this whole preseason thing comes down to the NFL Plus preseason package that you got to buy and all this other stuff. So, you know, I wish I had an answer for all of this. I really do. But it's all about the dollar bills. And I'll be honest, and this is coming from somebody who covers this, I refuse to pay the NFL Plus package. I refuse to pay it. I'm not giving YouTube or the NFL Plus my $400. Not doing it. I know I'm holding out, and I'm sure the NFL could care less if I'm doing it. But I won't do it. I can't. You know what? I'll just watch my NFL Network. I'll watch them redo the game, and then I will DVR the repeat, you know, the rebroadcast, and I'll figure it out from there, because I'm just not giving them any more of my money. I refuse to. I can't go watch my games anymore in person because I'm not paying $500 and then $300 just to park my car or any of that crap. So, sorry, guys. You know, I just can't do it.
Well yeah, and as we wind this thing down, less than seven minutes,
gosh,
boy, we go quick on here. At least I get to see the Redskins Monday night. They're playing the Ravens.
Monday,
so that should be an
Monday
interesting
night,
game on ESPN.
ESPN. ESPN will do it. They'll actually cover it at 8 o'clock. You get to see Ravens and Washington. And by the way, I've got to say this because if I don't, my friend will kill me. But the Ravens, yes, they have the longest preseason winning streak ever. Blah, blah, blah. I've got to say that. All the Ravens fans, I'm sorry if it comes out sarcastic, but my friend has rubbed it in my face for 10 years that I've known him that the Ravens have the longest streak. So, yay, Ravens. You lost to Philly. What I will say about Philly, though, Marcus Mariota looked very good. I was very impressed with Mariota. He looked good. He had great poise in the pocket, but his legs looked awesome. He rushed.
Yeah.
He looked good. I thought Mariota, it was one of the better games I've seen Mariota in. So I will say I thought that came out of that game was how poised Mariota was and how mobile he looked.
Right. Now, what are you
and
looking
that's what
for
I would
this?
Say that.
You know, when you look at it, I mean, you really, the second week of the preseason, it's, you know, kind of, you might see the scrubs in there again. I think the third week you might start to see more of a starter type of thing as you gear it up.
Yes.
But I said this, and now we've got Alex coming out of Peoria, Illinois, basically saying, I've heard you guys talk about it before, guys, and I'm for it. Start making the cuts in preseason, get more regulars. Alex, you're preaching to the choir. I've been saying that a long time ago. Even before they got this thing to 17 games, I've always said, and it was 6 games when I was growing up, preseason. What a joke that was. But you got to get this thing to 20 games Give these guys more money and do all your cuts in camp. Nobody cares about the preseason.
And two buys.
Nobody really does. It's a ripoff.
No.
You know, we're talking about they're not going to give you a break to park your car in the preseason compared to the regular season. You're going to still pay the same drinks, hot dogs, merchandise, everything's the same.
Everything's costing the same.
You know, everything goes up, and, you know, at least it's not like baseball to a point right now where, you know, we got different hats for different, you know, venues, 4th of July and all this stuff. Just another way to get in your pocketbook. But I don't need to pay $100 to see a preseason game. Seriously. With painters and salespersons playing quarterback and wide receiver, no disrespect. I'm just not going to pay that.
No.
And, you know, that's
you know,
the thing.
I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers sitting on the sideline, you know, trying to be a quarterback coach. That's not what I'm there for.
If you want to put the scrubs on there, and I understand they're trying to make the team, then you need to lower your ticket prices and the hot dog prices or whatever you're selling over there so people feel they're not getting ripped off. Once people start to feel they're getting ripped off, or maybe there's 15 people living in a house, I don't know what's going on. Maybe they don't care. Maybe they'll lay out $10 for a hot dog, $20 a beer, and buy a $300 jersey. I don't know. I'm just not doing it.
If you go to Broadway and you see the Sunday matinee, it's a different price. Why? Because the stars usually aren't there. Your headliner isn't doing it. Wednesday, 3 o'clock showing of whatever play on Broadway is not, you know, Sean Hayes isn't doing Goodnight Oscar that day. You know, it's his backup. The ticket price isn't the same. To me, it's the same thing for preseason. Danny Dimes isn't throwing, okay? So, you know, Tyrod Taylor's in. Well, I'm not paying, you know, Danny Dimes prices for Tyrod. It's his backup. Backup prices.
Yeah.
That's fair to me. You know what I mean? It's just how it is. If I go to Beyonce and Kelly Rowland shows up singing the songs, I ain't paying Beyonce prices.
Peter from Mesa chiming in. He said, if I want to go to a topless place, they're not going to give me a discount. I still got to pay pretty charge to go in there. Well, Peter, I don't know about that. I haven't been to one of them, you know, so you might have more experience than me on that one. But that's a story for another day. This is a football show, Peter. I don't care if you're going to topless places and tipping big. That's your prerogative, my friend. Call for football questions, not burlesque shows.
You know, it's what's going on. I will say,
this show went by quick, love, man. We're just tearing it up. Hey, well, you blink an eye, we go. And I know we were on last Saturday, and apologies to that one. That show, we're waiting to see if it goes up. But we're back here on Wednesday, tearing it up. The usual suspects, Danielle out there in Charlotte, yours truly in Los Angeles. And as we get into the football season, we're streaming next month. And we'll be on Radio Row, and a lot of good things happening here. So as we make the plans into the football season. Danielle, as we wind this thing down, let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, what you're doing, and where you're going.
September 1st, I will be in Austin, Texas at GalaxyCon with the pop-up bookshop with C.R. Rice and a bunch of other authors and books and all that good stuff. So if you want to come out and talk football with me, I'm sure Dallas fans will be there. You can come see me there, and, of course, I will talk football, sign some books, and do all that good stuff. So that's the last place I'm traveling until October, so you can see me there. And then, you know, like I said, the season will be starting, so we can obviously discuss what we think the NFC East is going to do.
Yeah, that's a good thing across the board. And you can find me all over the place, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, these shows, WWDB, AM 860 out of Philly, Marianne and Sal and myself, Pittsburgh Pirates podcast, San Francisco Giants, XM 203, Sirius 217, Artie Source and Fred Wallen. And as we wind this thing down, we will be back next week, same time, same channel. Till then, catch the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts. Keep telling all your friends about it. It should be a great football season, and we can't wait till it starts. And we'll be back next week to talk about the recapping of preseason week two. I know somebody just sent something. They're going to the New Orleans Charger game Sunday. That's a good one.
Oh, that's fun.
You know, hopefully – That one will be a good one, seeing the Saints And I hope you're having fun on that one, Dave. Give us the recap next week. Till then, have a great week and a weekend. And for Daniel Orsino in Charlotte, yours truly, Mark Mancini in Los Angeles, good night, and thanks for listening.